Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Metz.
BTEC Smith and Steve Metz.
You are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
What is going on, BTEC Smith?
What up, Steve?
How the hell are you, my friend?
You know, pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good.
Life's good in the new apartment?
Actually, it is, man.
Oh, I was about to say, you're going to go, actually, it's awful. Thanks for bringing it up, and now I'm in a bad mood.
No, man, it's good. I was a little worried about my grill, but it's just electric, no charcoal, so I got that approved, so I can start grilling out there.
Oh, you have to, like, oh, it's kind of like an HOA type of a thing.
Yeah, well, just like, I don't know, because my deck's kind of inside. You haven't been over yet, have you?
No, not yet.
All right. We got to get you over there.
Maybe this Friday night after Defy.
Friday after, yeah, after Defy. Come over for a beer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So my deck's cool.
Consider it done, Ted.
And it's a good size, but it's like, it's kind of like inside. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay.
Not like my old place, but like it's like tucked in. You know, some decks are kind of out and then some are tucked back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, can I grill out here? And then I asked the guy, he's like, yeah, man, as long as there's no charcoal. I was like, all right, game on.
No, it's good to even run it by because, I mean, let's just say you were grilling out there and someone smells it and they got denied. They, you know how some neighbors could be like, eh, I'm going to tell. And yeah. At least then the landlord guy could be like, or the property manager guy's like, F you, he's cool, he's using an electronic grill.
Yeah, or like somebody just being like, you can't grill out there. And like, well, my meat's halfway done.
I hate when that happens,
like,
man.
Right? Like, what do you want me to do, dude?
Yeah, I don't like it. Rare, it's chicken.
Yeah, but it's also good because the weather doesn't really come in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with the downside to an electric grill is, Steve, in the last year, I haven't been able to grill much because it's been raining.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now that I'm kind of tucked in there, the weather doesn't blow in. So, I mean, we're looking, you know, you get an October day, it's rainy and stuff, still out there grilling.
Yeah, with charcoal, it don't matter if it's raining.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about getting electrocuted.
No, yeah, you don't have to worry about death.
Yeah, what are the benefits of charcoal? You do not have to fear death.
God, that would be sad if I died grilling.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's always like, oh, when you love to die, doing something you love. And I contend, no, I'd rather die doing something I'm not enjoying. That way you're putting me out of my misery.
All right. What about if you got killed by a cool animal?
Ooh. What are we talking, like a bear?
Polar bear, yeah.
I was going to go panda.
Oh.
Panda.
Panda.
You know why? I got panda on the brain, and I got panda on the ass, Ted. Check it out.
Oh. Why are you wearing panda underwear?
Because MeUndies sent me a bunch of underwear because I'm like the endorser and spokesperson for MeUndies for KSW.
All right.
So they sent me a box of underwear, and then one of them was panda bears.
That was the strangest little interaction.
Yeah.
Did you already talk about this on VJ and Migs?
Today?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But it's been an ongoing conversation.
You were just so nonchalant about that. Like, I got panda on the brain and panda on my butt.
And honestly, when I was pulling my pants on, I'm like, I sure hope I'm wearing the panda ones. Otherwise, this is going to be super awkward.
Right. I clearly have no idea about your underwear thing. That's what it's like, why? All right, yeah, he's showing me his underwear.
Yeah, it's been this ongoing conversation on our morning show now, the MeUndies underwear, because it's hilarious that I'm doing the commercials for an underwear company, which I think is funny. And, you know, I got BJ a pair, and he tried it on. He mentioned the other day, he's like, man, is it just me, or are you noticing like it like accentuates certain things? I'm like, and Vicky brought up a good point. It's like a push-up bra for your balls, man. Like,
oh, nice.
It's unreal. Like, you look like you're rocking something massive.
Even, cool.
Like, I showed it to my wife finally. I'm like, hey, do you notice something different? She's like, wow, it really does conform well to your area.
Where can they get them, Steve? They want to look bigger.
MeUndies.com/KISW, 20% off your first pair. And if you don't like them, they're free. Ah! Try some underwear. Let me see your underwear, mega family. Tweet them at us. If you got MeUndies on, tweet them at us, and Ted will retweet it.
God, we are opening Pandora's box now.
Pandora's box. Cha-cha-cha. Sorry. How did we even get on that? Oh, panda bear. Yeah, I want a panda bear to kill me. What about you?
Well, yeah, I think I'm okay. Like, if a giant, like, grizzly bear or something attacks me, or it's like, yeah, Ted got eaten by a lion. I think that's a cool way to go out.
It is. It sounds like you're a warrior.
Yeah, exactly.
What about, like, a kangaroo? If you lost in a boxing match to a kangaroo, it knocked you out cold and you died.
Yeah, that sounds weak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, like, Yeah, there's other small animals. Like, that's like, I don't want to get bitten by just a slimy little snake, you know, with a lot of venom. I want to be ripped apart limb by limb like a man.
You want to be like a captain's platter for that animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I just want to try this. I'm going to try the wing. I'm going to try the bones. And it, yeah.
I want an animal to treat me like I do a rotisserie chicken.
Yes.
He's just like, all right, I'm eating this part.
You know what? Why don't we get the heart rates and the blood pumping and the brain
functioning?
Big shout out to everybody who came out and partied with us at Pain in the Grass, especially those that bought the BJ and Migs and Men's Room party.
Yeah,
because,
man.
Dude, the Megacast took over that party.
It was unbelievable.
Like, I don't know how many people were there, maybe 100 or so, would you say, in the party?
Yeah.
And about 60 of them were Megacast listeners.
Definitely.
Or maybe 50, but we took it over to the point where some people were very troubled, confused, and disturbed by the antics of the Mega family.
People were very thrown off by the push-ups.
Yeah, which was great. So let's get the push-ups. Big shout-out to everybody who came out. Shout-out to those that wore Megacast shirts, even the guys that made homemade versions of them. I hope you enjoyed your beers. This time around, I decided to use for our push-up song a buddy of ours, AJ Francis. You know, he's got a record coming out, OTA, on the way. And he goes by the name Frank, and I learned a fun little thing because I've been trying to find his damn... He's got it on all the streaming services, but it's a pain in the ass to find Frank because he uses the sense sign as the C on his name.
All right.
Well, I learned because on his podcast dropping out, he gave a nice little tip. If you have a, you know, on your cell phone when you're looking for it, if you just hold the dollar sign, it gives you other options. And sense is one of them. So once you type that in, then it gets a lot easier to find. Because at first I was like trying to search via songs, and you have to go through a whole bunch of songs because it's just a pain in the ass. But now it's easy to find Frank.
Nice.
So the song I grabbed, in my opinion, so far of the three that he's released, it's the best. It's titled YBNP, which is Young, Black, and Paid.
All right.
So let's get tend to our buddy Frank, AJ Francis, Mega Family. Oh yeah, Ted. You ready for this?
I think so.
Sounds all dark and ominous.
Yeah, I feel like the beach is going to come in kicking in a second.
All right. Oh, Frank! Let's get 10, Mega Family.
What they going to do with that? What they going to do with that? Young, young, black and paid. What they going to do with that? What they going to do with that? What they going to do with that? Young, young, black and paid. What they going to do with that?
Young, I got old cash. All I smoke is grass. It ain't drugs if it's from the earth. Nana taught me that. Yeah, I'm bad. Yeah, I'm so bad. Call me Michael Jack. Trying to get paid like Goodell so you can roger that. Yeah, I'm sick. You can find my flow just where the doctor at. At 23, I made 200 G's. Call it a starter pack. Franchise. Wish you could see where I started at. Where the babies having babies. Don't know where the father at.
What they gonna do with that? What they gonna do with that?
Young, black and paid.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm proud of him, man.
Yeah, I like those lines, too.
Oh, it's a great... I mean, he goes off on college football. There's a bar where he just goes off about how my coach is making $1 million and I'm broke. This doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I think it's cool that he could talk about that stuff and they're not like...
I wonder if anyone catches wind. Some of the stuff he's singing about, if it's going to upset the NFL.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he's pretty open on his Twitter about stuff.
Yeah, it's not like he's trying to hide this. He's not like, this is like he's not like Clark Kent and Superman. It's not AJ Francis and then there's Frank. It's like, yeah, this is me. This is what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, I think he's just pretty honest, too, about stuff. Like, people get on him about certain people missing, like, off-season stuff. And he's like, why? Like, they don't have to be there.
Yep. Well, and he, unfortunately, was a casualty of that here in Seattle. He wasn't able to show up for OTAs, even though he told the team, I'm not going to be here for the OTAs because I want to get my master's degree at the University of Maryland. And it's the last week. I can't bail on it. And apparently, he let them know in advance. It was supposed to be cool. Next thing you know, he's not there and he gets cut.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a douche move. If that's the reason why they cut him. I don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff, but it just seemed a little odd. They signed him. He hadn't had a chance to show up for practice yet. And then he's gone.
Yeah. The NFL is crazy.
It is. So, I mean, well, hopefully his rap career takes off and then he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I'm pretty pumped for him. So far, all the songs that I've heard are really freaking good. So congrats to Frank, a.k.a. AJ Francis.
Go Terps.
That's right. But not Gonzaga.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
TED Talk this week, two things. Number one, wear sunscreen.
Uh-oh. A lot of your TED Talks are based on personal experience. Well, all of your TED Talks are based on personal experience.
Steve, look at it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell? Did you just randomly throw sunscreen on random parts of your body and not rub it in?
Well, I was using spray sunscreen.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then, look, I was in a raft in a lake, so my stomach was, like, crunched up like that.
Oh, my God.
Sitting in the raft. So the middle of my stomach is still white, and then the bottom half of my belly, my chest, and the top of my shoulders are bright red.
The best part is right by your, like, right down underneath your belly button, it just, like, there's just, like, a circle. It looks like a giant, like, mosquito bite.
Oh, yeah. But well, that's just a pimple, Steve.
Oh, well, there's a pimple in... dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wear sunscreen, people. Ted, rub that stuff in, man.
Yeah.
And don't use the spray-on. The spray-on's the worst.
God, well, dude, it's...
It seems easy. You just spray it on.
It's the whole thing seems easy in retrospect, but I'll tell you what's easy is getting sunburned.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that happened to my wife one time when we went to, I think, Hawaii. She did the spray-on. And they were like random spots on like her, you know. And for us, I think it's a little less annoying because we're dudes.
Yeah.
So why? You got some weird spots. But when you're a chick and you're, you know, you're image conscious of how you look, like having a random sun. And I'm like joking with her. I'm like, how about I just put sunscreen on that spot and then you go out and get burnt on the rest of it? She's like, that's not funny. I'm like, well, yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This was easily. And today is like I can function. But the last couple of days have been brutal.
So where were you when this happened?
Okay, so pain in the grass, right?
Yeah.
All day. All right, so that was the whole TED Talk. Wear sunscreen. And number two, I just can't say thank you enough. Mega family, you were awesome.
It honestly was so humbling. Beyond humbling. Just the fact that like, and some people had some pretty like heart-to-heart conversations about how important this podcast is to them, which just, you know, you and I were doing this for free where it's a real, sometimes it's a giant, not pain in the ass to do the podcast, a pain in the ass to be able to get studio time, to be able to find time
or
to make it happen.
Just for me and you to have time, yeah.
But man, when you meet somebody and you realize how it makes their day better, it makes it all the worth it. All the worth it. It makes it all the worth it, Ted.
I was kind of impressed too with the, with podcasts, I just always assume it's kind of like younger dudes or whatever. Like I was pretty impressed with some of the Mega family. Like, oh, all right, we got different age groups and this and that.
And how many mega hugs did we give out? We gave out a gigantic mega hug with like 20 people, but then we also gave out a lot of like individual mega hugs. Yeah, I mean, attractive chicks to older dudes to younger guys. I mean, like there was just a mishmash of types of people that are listening to the MegaCast, and that is so beyond cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, you know?
And it's awesome when like clients are witnessing what's going on, and then we overhear them talking to our main boss about, I didn't understand what was going on. There's a bunch of people who like Ted and Steve that did push-ups with them. I couldn't understand that. And then they just did this weird tribal bouncing hug thing that you usually see a football team do before a game.
Yeah, or like a fight team.
Yes. We're like hugging and bouncing and going, oh. It was great.
Yeah, so Saturday at Pain in the Grass, right? It is sunny. It is warm. I am diligent about suntan lotion and this and that.
And water.
And water, right? Like, I'm going to be good. So then Saturday night when I left there, MCTP, the podcast for the Overnight Sensation, he was in Hawaii with his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So his girlfriend was watching his dad's house on Lake Sammamish.
Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, right? So then... Matt's dad was like, hey, if a couple of you want to go back over there after pain, it's cool.
Uh-oh.
So we go. So it's just like, it's just a few of us, right? Like, we go over there, we hang out. So then the next day we get up and I'm sitting there with Brad, Taryn's boyfriend, and it's like 11:30. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. And he's like, dude, come on. We're sitting here. We got to get in the lake.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right. We got to get in the lake.
No, when you're on a property that's on the lake. Of Lake Washington, you have to take advantage of it.
So I jumped in the lake once. That turned into 3 hours of floating around in the lake, drinking beers.
I was about to say, I would imagine some beers were involved in this.
Yes! So, I mean, so that's what was so funny. Was Saturday, I was so diligent about it, and then Sunday, and it's reflected off the water.
Yep. Just,
yeah. But it was a blast. I earned this, I will say. At least I earned this sunburn.
That must have been fun, though.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, it was painful. Like, when you guys were leaving, I was like, hey, do you want to go with us? And I'm just, I would. I got to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have just been a rough evening into the morning, and then I was going to the WWE. It just would have been a nonstop cluster F for me if I went with you guys.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you did when you got home after pain?
First thing I did when I got home after pain, I'll tell you after the break. No, I'm kidding. I think I just crawled into bed with my wife.
Oh, I was going to say, I took one of the top five showers of my life.
I didn't take a shower, but I thoroughly washed my hands and my face because I just felt grimy.
Yeah, I felt, my quote was, I feel like a salt lick because of all the dry sweat on me.
Yeah, yeah. It was that was a hot day. Hot day. But it was so much fun. And like Ted said, it was super cool meeting everyone. My favorite part of the entire Pain in the Grass was after we did the Corin stage announcement, which was awesome because Ted and I kind of took charge of that whole thing, which was great. We got a great picture. I'll make sure I throw it up on the MegaCast Twitter page at the MegaCast. But then as soon as we were done, we just hit the lawn.
Yeah, let's say what's up.
And slowly just walked and hoped that people would come up and say hi. And we were right. Me, you, and Taryn just had an incredible time talking to different Rockaholics and Mega Family and high fives and hugs. And we just kept doing it. We kept doing a loop.
Yeah.
It was great. It was so much fun.
Plus, it was June, so it was still sunny out, so we could see everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that was weird to have the headlining band play for half of their set while the sun's still out. All right. When we get back, gosh, Dad, there's so much stuff we could do. One listener sent us an email about a game that we could play. I could play on you.
All right.
Gronk got in trouble because of his roast.
Yeah.
We got some audio of that.
David Ortiz.
Yep. And also, I have another example of why I hate the internet.
All right, I'm in.
So maybe we'll do one of those. Knowing us, we won't do any of them when the MegaCast returns. That's a tease.
Son of a bitch. Tech and Steve need a breather. The MegaCast will be back.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night. Step in me. Son of a bitch. If I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
Started as a legend,
but now has fizzled.
What was destined to arrive?
Box office failure.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up on Prime, okay?
I'll be fine. I'd be more concerned with your career, Wahlberg.
And now the greatest mission of them all.
Michael Bay finding a new franchise.
Come on.
I'd love to ride a roller coaster. If that roller coaster's name is Ted. Ha. Ha. The MegaCast is back.
It's out of control. Round and round. Upside down and down upside. Since you had to go.
Playing country music, maybe I should just give you my example of why I hate the internet.
All right.
So we have friends that work over at 100.7 The Wolf.
The Wolf.
The Wolf. Ow! And our friend Ellen.
All right.
She posted something up on the page, and it just reaffirmed why I hate the internet. And it had nothing to do with her personal. It had to do with her, but not. She was just. It just pissed me off, the troll mentality of the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And sometimes I always think, you know, you see someone being a troll, and of course you click on their page to see what they're all about, and it's always, it's like glass houses all the time.
Yeah.
Like, just, of all people, you're going to be the one taking shots. So she posted an interview that she did with some country star. I think Trace Adkins, maybe?
Sure. That's a pretty big country star.
Right. And it was a great interview. I watched it, and I thought she did an awesome job. I think the world of Ellen, I think she's a sweetheart. I know you love her as well. And so she posted, and I looked at the video, and she was dressed very fashionably, like
always
as she always is.
Yeah.
So it's always funny when somebody who, again, I went to this person's page. It was an older woman and had zero fashion sense and just, I'm not going to dog on the woman, but let's just say she should not be taking shots at somebody's fashion choices.
All right.
So Ellen posts this. Within a minute, it was a live video. Within a minute of the video being live, this is the comment that this person posted, a woman by the name of Mary. Why does Ellen also look like a slob? She never does her hair, wears sloppy shirts and jeans. I never see she dressed up. Good grammar. Not good. And again, look at the video. Everything she's wearing looks fine. Like, she looks great.
I don't know that I've ever seen Ellen not made up.
Right.
I'm just like, you can't be serious.
It just proves it, and I've now find myself, it's that morbid curiosity. Anytime anything that seems positive and should not receive any negativity online, posted on Facebook, within a few comments, you will find the negativity. It doesn't matter what it is. It never matters. You could be doing something for, I'm raising money for kids with cancer. Here's a picture of me with this kid. What's wrong with that kid? He's bald. Oh, yes, because he has cancer.
Yeah,
right. Idiot. So Ellen, being a consummate pro, I thought she handled it great, way better than I could. I would have probably just ignored it.
I don't have
the ability to say something nice when someone's being a total dick like this woman was. And she wrote, as Dolly Parton said, you'd be surprised how much it costs to look this cheap. Smiley face. I know my style isn't for everyone, but I hope you enjoyed the interview regardless, from Ellen.
All right.
Which I thought was really, like, I have to remember that whenever someone makes fun of me. I'm going to quote Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know what Dolly Parton
said? That works a little better for her probably than us.
Yeah. Well, if they make fun of my boobs.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Steve, nice moves. Well, you know, as Dolly Parton said, I've got sweet moves. I don't know. But then I got to give credit because she doesn't even need to really reply because, of course, the fans of Ellen and the fans of The Wolf, they you know. One person summed it up best by saying, ladies, women like Mary are my reminder to teach my future daughters to know their value, to not let a quote-unquote brave person behind a keyboard tell us what's good and not good. The sad part is Mary's probably a mother to someone. Hopefully her children didn't catch on and pass this mentality on to her kids. Now, if Ellen Taylor could write a book on class and how to treat haters with love, I'd buy a copy. And another person says, Samantha wrote, wow, I feel sorry for you, Mary. All that talent and personality, and all you can do is tear her down. Not kind, not good. Yet another example of why I hate the freaking internet.
Yeah.
And you look at the Mary woman, she looks like a sweet mom. Like, that doesn't have fashion sense. But you know what I mean? Like, she looks like she could easily be your mom or my mom.
That is one thing I will say. Like, I'm starting to get into Instagram that I like about Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I've commented on any picture. Basically, you just kind of like stuff.
Yeah.
And like some people comment, but it's not like Facebook where everybody feels like...
It's rare to get negativity on Instagram. There was one guy that was constantly trolling me on KSWs.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is this guy? He's like, hey, Steve deserves a punch in the face. Steve's a no talent hack. Steve's a this. Steve's a that. And I kept noticing. I'm like, who is this guy? And I click on his page. And it's a guy who used to work at our station's dad.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I'm like, first of all, I'm the one who helped get your kid the job, and he didn't get to keep the job because, well, he wasn't a very good worker. It had nothing to do with me. So that's cool that you're... And every time I met that guy when his kid was working at our company, he was all up on my ass of being my buddy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... that guy... His dad. Oh. And I'm like, you dumbass. Like, I've given job references to your kid because I felt bad that he's no longer here. And now you're taking out your hostility about him being let go on me. But I'm not going to comment about that.
No, you can't.
Right.
That's the thing that pisses me off the most. And we could talk about it all day.
And we have.
Right. That's what I say. The bottom line is just this. Like, I can't be as rude to you and unleash on you. I can't do it. I'll get in trouble with hair. Like, I'll get in trouble here at work.
Oh, for sure.
So it's just crazy. It's like standing there with somebody, I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to think of an example. You know, but it's kind of like somebody's like, I'm not going to fight you. And you just keep smacking them in the face. Like, okay. Like, what are you, tough now? Like, they're not fighting back.
Like, imagine like a UFC fighter who has it in his contract. If you get into a fight outside of the octagon, you lose your endorsements. You lose this.
Right.
You lose that. And now he's out and about at a bar with his girlfriend, and some idiot sees him and says, oh, this is my chance to be Captain Tough Guy, and starts taking shots at him and then starts pushing him. And he's like, I can't fight you. I'm contractually told I can't fight you. That person's going to be like, oh, I could keep pushing you then. And that's kind of what it's like.
Right. And there's no way to win, right? You can make fun of the fact that they have no followers, but then you're a jackass.
Right.
You can make fun of the fact that you have a cool job and they don't, but then that makes you the bad. Like, you know what I mean? Right. There's no winning for us.
I could bring up the fact that you kiss my ass every time you've seen me, and you've been my super buddy every time you see me, but again, it doesn't serve me any good. I've made my mistakes in the past of getting, not aggressive, but like getting rude back at someone, and it's like, you forget that in context it makes sense, but when someone takes it out of that context, you look like a jackass.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Ellen and actually getting back at somebody for doing something wrong, so a few people sent me this because they know I'm a big fan of Ellen DeGeneres,
All right.
And the Ellen Show. Did you happen to see the episode? Maybe not. I don't know if you're a big Ellen fan, but the video spread virally of her busting one of her audience members for being a crook.
I've heard about it. I've watched it. The problem is I haven't watched the video with the audio on.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's so awkward. I grabbed the audio. Let me know if you want me to pause it, but it's great. So what she does, and I think she explains in this clip, but she lets anyone that comes to watch her show go into this room. They've got a bunch of Ellen merchandise on the table, and they have only one rule. They have one rule, and I'm going to spell it out for you. They have one rule, and it's just simply take one thing and one thing only, honor system.
All right.
But there was a secret camera to make sure people were being honorable.
Does this happen all the time, or was this just this day they set it up?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't had the opportunity. I have not been hashtag blessed to be able to go to an Ellen taping. Maybe one day.
Maybe, Steve.
All right, so here's how it all went down.
When I started the show 14 years ago, I said this is going to be like a relationship.
Which is kind of like the Megacast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a mega family.
Yeah.
And the most important thing, the foundation of a good relationship is, say it with me, separate thermostats. Oh.
quick aside, I wish we had that here.
How's at your work?
Yeah, because Sergeant Hair Club, he likes it warm in his office, apparently.
Yeah.
Which makes my office warm.
Our office is fine. The main studio is always freezing.
That's our fault, probably.
No, it's freezing during our entire show.
Oh, okay. Because I know
you hang out with me a lot. When do you ever hear me bitch about being cold?
No, you're a man who sweats like me.
Right, like I am never cold.
The Megacast, two men who sweat a lot.
I have to put on a sweatshirt every goddamn day at like 4 o'clock in that studio.
See, yeah, so I get it.
Yeah.
Sharing a thermostat sucks.
Yeah.
And then after that, trust, right? Trust is very important.
Yep.
So before the show, I put out some Ellen products with a sign that said only one per person. And I just wanted to see how honest my audience was, because it turns out you're very honest. Very, very honest. We set up.
Yeah, like at one point
she's just slow playing the crap out of this lady.
And whoever that person is in the crowd going, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Hoping that maybe like her footage didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Because she shows footage of a woman who had the hat and then decided, I want this more. So put the hat back.
And grabbed
whatever trinket it was, like a cup or something. And so Ellen showed that video and gave the woman the hat as well. Like, hey, you're cool. You're honest. I'll give you the hat as well.
Really amazing. You should applaud yourselves. It's really tough to, because, nobody's watching, you don't think. But we set up hidden cameras just to make sure. I mean, any of you could have taken more than one thing and you didn't, except for these ladies right here.
And then this shows the women. And like, I don't know if you can hear it in the audio, but there are times you see this, the glimmer in like the look of Ellen, like I'm joking, but I also think you're a POS.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
It's like too small.
And this is now that they're showing the footage of the person being like, I'm going to grab this and I'm going to grab that. And then she runs off, but then she comes back and grabs more stuff.
All right.
Ready.
Then she goes back and she returns one of her stolen items and she switches it out for a hat. All right. Hi.
And the woman looks mortified.
She's gotta be.
Embarrassed. Yeah.
Hello. What's your
name? My sister couldn't come, so that was her souvenir.
Yeah.
This is the best part coming up right now.
Yeah, Ellen does not sound very friendly right now.
No. Oh, and she's giving her like the dirtiest look for that. So Ellen's response is so great.
Souvenir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
A lot of people's sisters couldn't come.
Oh, dude.
Go F yourself, woman.
Yeah, no kid. Just the way she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, good she doesn't excuse. Even have to say a lot of sisters couldn't come. You just hear it in her voice. Yeah.
And you know Ellen thinking, you didn't steal this for your sister. You wanted more crap for yourself.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
So what is your name?
Nancy.
Nancy. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing and everything, but, you know, let that be a lesson to you, because you think you think nobody's Jesus. Watching you, and you just need to be a good person just because you want to be a good person. You go sit in that Ellen jail over there right now.
And she had like a chair set up in the corner and just had her sit there.
Are you serious?
She even said at one point, she's like, oh, you're the person that would probably take the whole bowl if someone left a bowl of candy outside on Halloween and said, just take one.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I bet at Costco, and she didn't finish the thought, but I'm thinking, you're the person that takes multiple samples of the same thing while other people are waiting in line.
Well, I mean,
uh-oh.
I think that's different at Costco, Steve.
Wait, so if you go, let's just say there's a pizza bagel bites, right?
All right.
And they're giving out samples of it.
Yeah.
Would you take more than one?
I mean, can I get back in line?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
All right, yeah.
I'm talking about there's like a line of people behind you. You don't know how many are left. That means like I could show up to that stand and not get a pizza bite and have to wait for an extended period of time because of your selfishness.
All right, hear me out.
I don't know if I want to.
It's been a while. Wait,
is it for your sister, Ted?
No, all right, I've eaten two, man. I might take three. And if they're little pieces of sausage, I'll take five. I'm spending money in that store, Steve. I can have all the damn samples I want.
Do you not have any respect for the people behind you?
Oh, the hell with them.
Oh,
it's Saturday. I'm at a freaking Costco. There's lines. Why am I at the one in Puyallup? I don't know. Give me some samples.
You know what I hate is when you show up to the damn Costco with your wife who doesn't let you eat a lot of stuff. So this is your opportunity to get all the samples that you want because she rolls her eyes, but she kind of lets you still do it. And then you get there and all they have as samples is the damn fruit drinks and crackers and some stupid dip.
Oh, or that little thing, a smoothie?
Oh, those are the worst.
It's always that little smoothie.
Like, I don't mind the little smoothie, but I want to make sure that there's going to be an enchilada somewhere down the line, or a piece of pizza, or something. Like, give me something cooked.
Sorry, man. I don't think I ever thought about the samples at Costco. I think I would always take a couple.
You're just a selfish dick.
I am. But I was going to say, also, I haven't been to, like, a suburb Costco on the weekend where it's packed in a long time.
Oh, so in the city Costco, it's okay?
Yeah. Well, just generally, I'm not helping myself here. I was just a sample thief. I'm like Diddy.
Yeah, you are.
Diddy, Vanilla Ice, the Ted Smith. Sample thieves.
Sample thieves.
Yeah, Pharrell shouting you out too, dog. If I'm going down, you're all going down.
I'm going down swinging.
Well, one day we'll go together and have all the samples, Steve.
All the samples. Just for you and I.
Screw everybody
else. We should have a MegaCast sample party.
Dude, my buddy Matty C, for years, is a contendant.
I saw him at Target.
Oh, did you?
The morning of Pain in the Grass.
He
was in line right in front of me, and all of a sudden I hear, what's up, Steve? And I look up, and I'm like, Matty, what's going on, man? And then he's like, I'm getting ready for Pain in the Grass. I had just a little bottle of water, and he goes, I think you might need a bigger bottle with this kind of weather. I'm like, oh, this is just for my car.
Yeah, man, Matty C, for years, has had this theory that life would be much nicer if, like, randomly downtown and stuff, or, like, even downtown Puyallup, randomly walking around,
mm-hmm.
free sample.
Absolutely.
Right?
Whenever I go to, like, those street fairs or whatever they are, the farmer's market.
Yeah, even the guy just slicing off a little bit of apple.
Right.
You know?
Although one time, I remember my wife and I, we were, like, at Top Foods, and we're walking around, and one of the employees just shows up and goes, have you tried these apples? And I'm like, excuse me? He goes, have you tried these apples? Because we're just in that area. No. He just pulls out like a freaking Rambo knife out of his pocket.
Yeah, slice off some apples.
He just slices it and cuts it. I'm like, well, where the hell has that knife been? And it's like, this is very primitive. I mean, granted, yes, I did eat it. I'm not going to say no to a free sample, but it was very weird. It's like he just had like a Rambo knife in his pocket ready to go.
The best free sample I've had in forever was when Spokane. You guys were playing a hockey game, and
uh-huh.
we went on a run to get more vodka.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the aisle, there was a free champagne and white wine tasting.
What?
Yeah.
In a liquor store?
No, at the QFC.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They do that at Trader Joe's.
Yes, it was just funny, because
Rich?
Rich, yeah. Rich, like, you know, Rich, he's go-getter. He's down the aisle. And then he comes back, like, look, I see him, like, looking for me. And I'm standing there drinking a little cup of champagne going, yeah, I can taste that. That is pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Samples make me happy. Maddie C's right.
Yeah.
Anytime I get a sample, I'm in a good, like, that's why I don't mind going to Costco.
Yeah, it's
like,
a good day.
I cringe when my wife wants me to go shopping for food with her because I just hate, there you go, just walking around with a damn shopping cart.
Yeah.
You know, she's trying to find whatever vegan thing she's trying to find.
Yeah.
But when you're at Costco, all of a sudden you just walk down an aisle and you're like, oh, yeah, I would love that Hot Pocket. Thank you.
Get in my belly.
Mm-hmm. And you better not take two, Ted. Because I'm waiting for one. All right, when we get back, you know, I want to do the game that the listener sent us. He sent us a fun game. Obviously, I know the answer, so I can't partake in it, but that's fine. We only need one player. And the game is simply called Fireworks or Sex Toy.
Okay.
Are you ready to play it?
Yeah, man.
All right, the Megacast will be back, and we'll see how well Ted knows his vibrators.
These guys smell like dirt and roses, and I find that sexy. The Megacast will be back.
This portion of summer brought to you by Brain Freeze. You ate your ice cream too fast. You mainlined that chocolate shake. You sucked that Slurpee through the straw. And now, you've changed the temperature in the back of your throat at the juncture of your carotid artery, which feeds blood to the anterior cerebral artery, causing dilation and contraction of both arteries. The medical term is sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia. You know it better as Brain Freeze. The cure? Stop shoveling cold stuff in your yap. Brain Freeze, because you know better, but just can't stop yourself.
These guys give me big O. The Megacast is back.
I had me a boy, turned him into a man. I showed him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. Then I let him go. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
Question. Yes, the first question is, do I know how to turn on a microphone? No, apparently.
I like that.
I'm in the elevator with a guy that works in our building. You probably know him. You've probably seen him. He does a lot of like the maintenance stuff, right? Super nice guy.
White dude? Black dude?
Black dude. Bald guy.
Oh,
always
yeah.
Smiling.
Yeah,
kind of looks like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Right. So we're in the elevator. We're just BSing. And he gets off the elevator. I'm like, all right, man, well, I'll talk to you later. Good to see you. And he's like, yeah, take it light.
And all right.
What does that mean? I mean, is that a term? Is that a phrase? Or did he make it up?
Maybe he made it up.
All right.
Seems like take it easy, though, right?
Yeah, take it light.
Yeah, man. Don't let life get too heavy on you.
Because I liked it, but I went like a stupid idiot like I am. I want to make sure I did a Google search for take it light to see if maybe it's like the new hip phrase. And nothing,
is it?
No, nothing popped up. So I think it's his own term or his term with him and his friends. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm in his circle.
Yeah, he also could have just screwed up.
Yeah, I've done that.
You ever
before.
Done that?
Oh, all the time.
Right? Like
all
maybe
the time.
He was thinking about actually something about a light, and just, instead of saying "take it easy," just like "take it light."
Well, that's gonna be my new thing. Take it light, man.
I like that.
Yeah, that should be our new mega cast. Like you know, the podcast has LARP on.
Yeah,
ours is take it light.
Take it light.
All right, cool. Take it light, Ted. Take it light. All right. Well, you know what? Without further ado, we've got a big game to play. And this person emailed us, and it's Mark. And he said, Migs, you should try and test Ted with this game. And I think he came up with it or he stole it from somewhere. I'm not exactly sure. But it's patriotic themed because next week is the 4th of July. So
it is.
Let's just play our new game. Oh. What's that, Ted?
Damn it. I didn't know we had an intro.
No, that's fine.
Just a quick friendly reminder. This might probably just for the stoners in the crowd.
Don't hold the firecrackers when you set them off.
No, well, yeah. I mean, you should know that stuff already. Oh, right. But my point is, on July 4th, when you're out having fun, set your DVR for some of the fireworks shows that'll be on TV. That way, in a couple months from now, you'll be like, man, I want to see some fireworks. Bam! They're on your TV.
Chris, you couldn't just YouTube search fireworks.
All right, all right.
All right, Ted. Very exciting game, Captain DVR over here.
All right.
Is it a firework?
Oh, what is this, Steve?
I just looked up patriotic funky music.
Oh, I like this.
Because I'm like, porno music's funky.
Yeah. I feel like I got a red cup in my hand. Having some fun.
Yeah.
She's single? All right.
All right, let's play fireworks or sex toy.
Woo!
And it's that simple. I'm going to read in the title of a product, and you have to guess whether or not it's an actual firework that people sell at firework stands or a sex toy that you can buy at your favorite sex shop.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, first one.
I wish people could see that we're still dancing.
We are.
This song just caught me off guard. I was like, damn.
We're grooving. We're feeling it. All right, Ted. The Howler Monkey. Do you think that's a sex toy or a firework?
The Howler Monkey?
Yep.
Firework.
Wrong.
Damn.
Sex toy.
It's a sex toy?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what it does, but it sounds like fun.
Gives pleasure.
You don't need a banana with this Howler Monkey. All right. Next one. Wonderful Mystical Mushroom.
That's neither.
That can be found at festivals.
All right, sex toy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
All right, Ted, you're 1-1.
All right.
So what do we say? If you get 3 right, you're the winner. If you get 3 wrong, you're the loser.
Okay.
Okay. All right, next one. Maybe we can do more of these next week. Let's go with the Thrill Seeker. Is that a firework?
That's got to be a firework.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Look at that, man, who is confident.
Yeah.
All right, you're 2-1. Next one.
Yeah.
Shagadelic Mojo. Sex toy or firework?
Shagadelic Mojo. Got to be a sex toy.
Wrong.
Damn it! That's a firework?
That is a firework. Uh-oh, we're running out of music.
And it's 2-2.
It's 2-2. So now we're in sudden death overtime.
It starts so simple.
Right? You think, oh, okay, this is just a cheesy, patriotic song that I found on YouTube. But then all of a sudden, George Clinton walks in, kicks down that door, takes that flute, and says, let's funk it up. If only people could be in the studio with us.
Oh, it's so fun, but nobody can see this.
We need a webcam. We need to start broadcasting the show on, like, YouTube.
I mean, I feel like with this beat, we could get a Soul Train line going at the barbecue.
Oh, for sure.
We could do everything.
A conga line.
Oh, a conga line in the backyard.
Yes.
Through the front yard, through the house.
While all wearing red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more.
Feel the freedom.
Is Ted going to be a victor? Or a loser.
American or British.
That's right.
It's a 4th of July history joke.
Ha-cha-cha. All right, here we go. I love that we're still dancing. I can do a whole show where we don't even talk and we just listen to this on loop.
Dance.
You know, somebody's listening right now like, get to the freaking question. I want to know which one is a sex toy or a firework.
Like somebody just sitting on the bus. They're not dancing. It's like, what are they doing?
All right. Let's see, which one should I go with?
If you're on the plane, start bouncing your shoulders. Get in.
Just do it. You know what? Share that headphone with the person in the middle seat.
Yeah.
Say, would you like to groove with me?
Man, if somebody asked me that, I don't know if I'd be creeped out or just like, this is the greatest. Hey.
Summer Meltdown, we have to ask someone, would you like to groove with us?
That wouldn't be weird there, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, sitting on an airplane.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to groove with me? And you hand them your earbud?
They would think it's weird until they put that earbud in their ear. And then they're like, why, yes, Ted, I would love to groove with you.
Oh, say, new neighbor I met on the plane? Is this patriotic funk?
All right, Ted. Sex toy or firework? Pete Commando.
Firework!
Wrong! Oh! You are a loser!
Oh, damn.
Ted loses!
Pete Commando is a sex toy?
Pete Commando.
Like a blow-off doll not wearing underwear? Hey, it's me, Pete Commando.
You know, I'm going to save these. I still got more.
All right.
I think next week we play this again. For one reason and one reason only.
Just to get the music.
So that you can groove with us. I want to have sex with my wife to the song.
I just love simple. This is why I like going to festivals. It's just funky little beats like this. You just have to dance around all day.
Right.
That's what I'm going to be doing Saturday.
What are you doing on Saturday?
Our friend donated to a Kickstarter. So, like, he won, like, this performance, and we're having it. Like, we all get together at Terrence Family's beach house once in the summer. So the band is coming over to the beach house to play.
No way.
Yeah.
What band is it?
Our buddy Josh that runs Summer Meltdown, he's in Flow Motion. So this is, like, his side project with the Josh Clausen something.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you'll be doing this.
I'm dead serious, dude. Like, this is what I'll be doing most of Saturday evening.
You think if I send him this MP3, he can learn it?
Oh, no, but that's a great idea.
Should we bring this to Summer Meltdown, that song, and at some point in the evening?
Oh, 100%, and put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put it on during the happy hour on Friday.
It's only about 2 minutes long, but I can loop it for like an hour.
Yeah.
And just have it play.
That'll be just like the thing. Like, people come by our campsite, like, hit it.
Well. Oh, you hear that, that build.
It's coming in.
You bitches ready to get your groove on? Because Ted and I are.
Come groove with us.
Oh, somebody just walked by.
What are you guys doing? Just grooving.
Just grooving, doing our mega cast.
Oh, you're not into grooving? Too bad.
Would you like to groove with me?
Was it Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I did talk to him today.
That's cool,
How awesome is it that, I mean, yeah, he's our quote-unquote competition, but, you know, it's obviously what he's doing on what station he's on is appealing to a different audience than the rock audience. But Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to be doing mornings on our sister station, Hot 103.7.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Eric Powers is back in the mix, too.
Yeah, man.
Eric's a good dog, a good egg, and it makes all the sense in the world. That guy was like the king of Cube. And now anyone who grew up listening to Cube is probably listening to Hot 103.7 because it's the music that you grew up with.
Yeah, man. When I moved to this town, him and T-Man just dominated. Yeah. Cube was the station.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were doing great for a long time. And so, and he's a good dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if someone's a jerk and they lose their gig. I'm like, bummer for them. But what am I going to do?
Yeah.
In this situation, when I found out that he was coming back, I was like, hell yeah, he's a good guy.
All right, nice.
Powers to the people. I hope he could play, maybe he could play this on the show.
Yeah, Steve and I got some ideas for your station.
We got a new feature?
Yeah.
Groove with us on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays.
Yeah, there's a lot of people's sisters that wanted to be here.
All right, before we get out of here,
I was like, are we still doing a show?
I honestly didn't feel like it at that moment. I was having too much fun. I wish we did this before Painting the Grass. I would have totally brought a boombox to our what I like to call the mega party. It was the BJ and Migs and the men's room party.
Yeah.
And just had that play. And if we could have got like 20, it wouldn't have been hard. We had over 20 people do push-ups with us and do a mega hug. We could have gotten over 20 people to do...
Was there that many people doing push-ups?
Had to be. That second go-round?
All right. The
first go-round, there was like maybe like 7 or 10.
All right.
And then that guy comes back, And he's like, I heard you guys did push-ups. And we're like, yeah. And his response was, damn it, I was hoping to do them with you guys. And so we asked everybody that did them, and they're all, yeah, sure. And then a few other people jumped in as well.
That was the wild thing to me, too. Like, I just never thought we'd make it to a point where, like, somebody would be like, damn, I wanted to do push-ups with you guys. It's just such a random thing.
And the look of our coworkers that don't listen to the Megacast.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. Like, I get it. They're just like, what are you guys doing down there in the hall? Like, what? And then, but it was just funny because so many people were pumped about those push-ups. Everybody's like, what is the deal with that? And I was like, yeah, well, we do 10 at the beginning, 10 at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's
right.
It's just what we do to get our brain functioning.
Functioning.
Did you hear what happened to Gronk?
All right. I read a little bit about this.
Okay. So Gronk did, he was part of a big roast for a big poppy, David Ortiz. And it was cool. Gronk was rocking the Big Poppy jersey, number 34,
yeah.
Red Sox jersey. And apparently they're not going to show this roast because he got too offensive. Which is,
was it just him? It seemed like a few people did.
There were a lot of other people, too. The only thing that I saw was Robert Gronkowski, according to the Boston Globe. Last week's roast of former Red Sox star David Ortiz got pulled from the air by NESN, because the network was concerned about several of Gronk's jokes at the event. So he had some black jokes. He had some other jokes as well that I can't remember exactly. Like, one involved masturbation.
All right.
So I went and watched it, and it seemed harmless. It just seemed, you know, maybe I'm not as sensitive as some, but I didn't think he was going anywhere. It was all very playful. It was obvious.
You know what I'm going to say?
A roast shouldn't be
It's
anywhere.
A roast. Yep. Yep. Don't. They shouldn't be on TV like that.
Yep. And so, of course, we'll put him on the Megacast, though.
But we don't mind.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, for a network to be like, oh, and then be like, oh, it's too much. It's like, it's a freaking roast.
And what did you expect?
Right.
Right. So I didn't grab the jokes that were listed as the questionable jokes. If you do research, you can find them. I mean, they are what they are. But I did grab some of the jokes. And in one of the, as you'll listen, at one point, he, I think, targets a female comic. And it's pretty funny, one of the jokes that he says. But it's just Gronk being Gronk. Yet another reason why I think he would be fun to get our groove on with.
All right.
All right. So here's Gronk at the roast of David Ortiz.
Hey, Anthony Mackie's here, everybody. Yay. In Captain America Civil War. Anthony, you were terrible, dog. It was the worst I've seen a Falcon look since the second half of Super Bowl 50.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
I don't even need to play the game, and I'm still going to the Hall of Fame.
Gronk is living the life, man.
Doesn't
even play in the Super Bowl, but he's still like one of the most loved New England Patriots ever.
Yeah.
Loved by everybody. Doesn't even New England Patriot fans. I think I would love to have him on the Seahawks.
Anthony Mackie's definitely not a female comedian.
No, but there's there's more to this. You're right. I didn't set it up right.
Does Steve have no idea who Anthony Mackie is?
Wait, I thought it was a chick. Isn't that a chick name? I thought Falcon was a chick in those superhero movies. No, the next joke, I think, is when he makes fun of some female comic.
Oh, comic Sarah Tiana.
There
I met Sarah backstage tonight. Sarah, I feel like a quarterback around you because I'll pass. Did you know David averaged amazing 27 home runs a year in just one triple? You fat ass. You know, many of you know David spent time on the Twins. So did I, Debbie and Donna.
I thought that was great.
That line to the female comedian's good.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go back and see if we can find that one.
Sarah Tiana. I met Sarah backstage tonight. Sarah, I feel like a quarterback around you because I'll pass.
Yeah, that is good.
That's good. That's a good Tomic.
Great
or Tomic timing, too.
Oh, it was great. So Gronk doing Gronk things once again. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get our push-ups out of the way and say goodbye to everyone. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. And I think I speak for Ted once again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
So
unbelievable.
That was so much fun. Painting the grass was a blast, and it was because of all the Mega family. It really did make the day great.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And DVR your fireworks.
All right, let's get 10. I feel like we should get 10 to this song.
All right, I'm in.
We might do 100. I don't know. We might just keep going until the song ends. All right, get 10, Mega Family. Thank you for listening.
All right, here we go, Ted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Don't forget, Mega Family, take it light.
Take it light.
We'll let this roll out as we roll out. We will be back next week. Have a great, great weekend.
Yeah, man. Have a blast. Be safe out there.